Well, a study of 80,000 people reveals that men are most likely to fall instantly in love than women. According to research from the States, men fall for the physical, funny that, whereas women are much more cautious, apparently more likely to make their mind up whether or not he's as charming and as funny as he looks. Well, I've read through this study today, but joining me in the studio is Anne Stringer from RSVP, a dating service and singles club in Rutland. Welcome.
Well, hello.
What do you think? Love at first sight. Does it exist?
It definitely exists. And you can't say that we all haven't had that little moment of butterflies when we see someone that's that takes our eye.
Yeah.
I think throughout our lives, we're constantly getting ideas of people that we like and don't like. And then we associate, you know, Auntie Joan's big nose with people with big noses, for example, whether you liked her or not. So we get these ideas and are stuck in our head, and we get a pattern of the people that we find attractive. And
yeah.
The trouble is, I would say, if you're still single and you're following that pattern,
yeah,
possibly it's not working. So,
well, this is the thing, isn't it? And, you know, you've got to be aware, I guess, of just those initial impressions, because I guess setting has something to do with it, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Sort of setting and the mood that you're in and all that kind of thing.
There have been lots of studies that suggest that actually if you're doing something where you're actually getting excited or it's making you happy, then you're much more likely to find the people around you more attractive. I always say, take a date to Alton Towers. The fright will make them fall in love with you straight away.
I love that. Yeah, because they'll just cling to you, won't
absolutely,
they?
Absolutely, yeah.
Just some points on that. I mean, we all have a type, don't we, when it comes to what we go for?
We definitely do have, and we get stuck in a rut of thinking that we can only be attracted to that type, and it tends to mean that we just follow the same mistakes every time.
Do you think, you know, sometimes I talk to friends and they say, oh, I don't really have a type, and you think you jolly well do, because doesn't everybody have a type, or are there really people that are just content with, you know, anybody, I suppose?
I think it depends whether you've opened yourself up to looking at things that make a relationship last. And I think if you're more willing to maybe put aside those first impressions and take time to get to know someone, you find out their personality a little bit more. I always say this, and my husband will always kill me, but I didn't fancy my husband at all when I first met him. There was no love at first sight. But gradually I got to know him. He made me laugh. And
what did he say? Is he typical of the man? He fell in love with you at first sight?
Yes. I think for him it was more...
Instant attraction.
It was a bit more hard work for him to actually persuade me that I fancied him.
But that happens, isn't it? Have you watched The Crown on Netflix?
Yes.
Have you watched The Windsors, that programme about The Windsors on Channel 4? It's really, really good. And apparently the sort of when the Queen and Prince Philip got together initially, you know, she didn't see anything in him.
You know,
it took several goes for that to sort of blossom and take off.
I think if you look at what makes a relationship last, and there's been lots of studies looking at relationships sort of 6-7 years in, attractiveness doesn't come up at all there. The things that keep a relationship going are the fact that you complement each other, you work with each other, you work out conflicts, you can talk to each other. You can't get that when you meet someone, first of all.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, when you go on a date, now this is what's interesting about your agency. When you go on a date, you normally are aware of what the person looks like. Because you might, if you've done online dating or whatever, you'll see a picture. So you know that that's who it is. Now, if you have gone for a picture of someone that you think looks rather yummy, put it that way, you spend lots of time on yourself before you meet them. There is that huge expectation that when you see each other, it will just be kismet. You know,
absolutely,
it will just work. Yeah. But you don't think looks... that looks only go so far.
I definitely do. I think pictures can be so deceiving, and you don't get the laughter shining through the eyes when you get a flat picture. And also, we all know people put wrong, you know, incorrect pictures of themselves, perhaps a bit old, you know, younger than they were.
Yes, so. This was me in 1986.
Exactly. But it's why when we give our profiles out to our members, we don't put a picture on there.
So your agency, you don't have any picture. Presumably you've seen a picture of them.
We've seen them, and we take that, you know, attractiveness into account.
Right.
We know what they're looking for, so we're not going to put them with someone that they're really going to say no to.
Mm.
But what we don't want them to do is to just make that instant snap decision.
So when people, I mean, I guess you have a section where a man or a woman can tell you what sort of person they're looking for. If the man starts writing, well, you know, I quite like blonde women, quite like long legs and all that kind of thing, do you stop them there and say, look,
Yes.
It's not an escort agency.
Absolutely.
It is a dating site.
And it's about long-term relationships.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, if you know, if you want a long-term relationship, come to us, because that's what we're offering. But if you just want to meet someone that you find physically attractive, then probably the internet is a better place to be.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that that's wrong. It's just that we know what makes a relationship last, and it's personality and kindness.
So it really is. That whole thing about personality.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what works. It's interesting. If anyone else has got a story regarding to love at first sight, if you're still with your love, who you glanced over and fell in love with, I would like to hear from you. Also, this disparity between men and women. We're learning that men are more likely to have love at first sight because they'll think, oh, yes, you know, as I think it was Jean said, fancy a bit of that. Whereas women are much more, they might be like, oh, yeah, they're quite stunning. But they're much more wary, much more cagey. Unless, of course, as a woman, you'd like to get in touch with me right now and say, no, I was jumping over the fence after him. Love at first sight. I mean, the thing about this as well, I don't think I haven't experienced it yet. Because I think there is lust. I believe really strongly in lust.
Mm.
And I remember once going out with somebody, and very early on in the relationship, I said to them, I love you.
Yeah.
And it was really early on. And they said, they laughed. And I said, well, what are you laughing at? Because, of course, when you say I love you to someone, you expect them to go, well, I love you too.
Yeah, it's really amazing, awkward, isn't it?
Of course it is. And I said, oh, I love you. And then I sort of stopped and did that. Oh, you know, that sort of stupid, mushy, romantic film thing where you go,
yeah.
Oh, look, I've just said it. And they said to me, they said, you don't love me. You love the idea of being in love with me. And
yeah.
I just thought that was just brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant return.
I think that's the trouble. I mean, love has stages. You know, you have that initial flush of excitement.
Mm.
But again, that's not what will last. What keeps you in a relationship longer term is the more mutual respect. And you can't get that from the beginning. But that's not to say that a relationship is going to work if you don't have some of that physical attraction. So, I mean, I'm not saying that you don't need physical attraction. But what I'm saying is sometimes you see a personality shine out of someone and they become more attractive.
Here's a very interesting point. This texter just says, yes, you can both fall in love at first sight, but it's unfortunate if you're both married.
Ah, yes.
A la 1979, they say. So clearly has had that experience. If love at first sight is true, how many loves at first sight can you have?
Well, I think you can have... It really depends on the person and how open you are. And I think sometimes when we've been hurt, we shut ourselves off to looking for love. So actually, we think, oh, that's it. We've had the love of our life. But in reality, if you open yourself up to meeting new people and just getting to know people, that's when you'll find, you know, that you can get another love.
And that's probably lust, isn't it? It's probably a flirty, it's attention, isn't it? I mean, everyone, to a certain extent, likes a level of attention.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's what gets your attention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then you need to get to know the person to see whether it's a long-lasting relationship or
You said something as well during Dire Straits. You said, when you go on these dates... You advise people not to think of it as a date because of
the
expectation that somehow it has to work?
Yeah. I think if you can think of it as... It sounds terrible to say, but if you want to meet someone, it is a numbers game. The more people you meet, the more likely you are you're going to meet the love of your life.
Mm.
So think of when you're going out and meeting people on a date, think of it more as just... You're just meeting with them to see if there's any chance of an attraction and whether you want to go on and date that person.
Mm-hmm.
But don't think of those first meetings as dates, because that's when you get your hopes up, you get so excited, they walk through the door, and actually you become so disappointed you miss then perhaps the person they could be, because you're disappointed, and also that shows in your face and that makes you less attractive to them if you suddenly got this look on that says,
absolutely.
Oh my God, you know, who's just walked in.
Well, the other thing as well is that, you know, when you're in love with someone, we all get fatter and we all get thinner and we all change and we get older and all that kind of stuff. And if it's purely just on the physical and you just want to hold that mental image of what that person's like, it's not going to work, is it? Because we all get liney and, you know.
And that's what makes me laugh when people, you know, women will say, oh, I don't like bald men, or I don't, you know, I want...
Yeah, I know.
Well, chances are they're going to end up bald.
I suppose it's horses for courses.
Absolutely,
really, isn't it?
Yeah.
People find out more about you and your site online, Anne?
Yes, they can. If they go to rsvp.uk.com, they can find out all about us.
Lovely.